Argentina's Peronists took over last month following the resignation of President Fernando de la Rúa. The party of legendary Juan Perón is the biggest and best organized political party in the country. But some Argentines wonder whether the traditional Peronist cronyism is what the country needs during the present economic crisis. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Buenos Aires.
55-year-old Mateo Campo has been active in politics almost all his life, but he says he has little enthusiasm for the current crop of politicians.
Yo para mí, después que muere Perón, hasta la actualidad no me convenció ninguno.
Ever since Perón died, none of the politicians has won me over, Ocampo says. Juan Perón casts a long shadow in Argentine politics. In his heyday, 5 decades ago, he had the loyalty of the working class and organized labor. Ocampo, a cheerful man built like a boxer, treasures the memory of a 10-minute meeting he had with Perón in 1974. As he recalls that day, Ocampo channels the late president.
Eso es lo que él decía, me decía a mí. Lo más importante que uno determine qué es lo que quiere hacer. Uno.
Perón told me, one must decide what one does, and one must take responsibility for one's actions, Ocampo recalls. This sort of reminiscence is typical. Perón is remembered more as a personality than as an ideologue. The party he founded encompasses beliefs ranging from socialism to fascism. Marcelo Leidas, a political science instructor at the University of San Andrés, says Peronism has traditionally been seen as an anti-middle-class movement linked to big organized labor.
They had a political slogan in the 40s and 50s that was, we want shoes, not books. That meant basically that they didn't want to learn or be empowered by state policy, but they only wanted money and immediately.
Leda says over the years, the Peronists have built up a solid base of support by distributing government jobs.
So you have a guy who basically can do nothing, and he's able to get a job because he is a member of a party, a loyal member of a party. I mean, that guy is going to be pretty loyal to you, and there are many of them.
Peronists aren't the only party that hands out jobs, but they do it the best, and they know how to call in the favors. Earlier this month, when the Argentine Congress elected Peronist veteran Eduardo Duhalde as the country's fifth president in 2 weeks, hundreds of public employees from his home province showed up to support him. The so-called Duhaldistas came ready to rumble. Taking off their shirts and wielding big sticks, they fought a street battle to keep anti-Duhalde protesters from getting close to the Capitol building. Some people think Duhalde is president right now simply because the public employees of his province live right around Buenos Aires, while Adolfo Rodriguez Saá's presidency was cut short by the fact that his supporters were all stuck in his home province, hundreds of miles away. Back in the neighborhood Peronist party office, Mateo Campo proudly shows off the daycare center, the family planning clinic, and the computer lab that he set up for this poor barrio, known as Ciudad Oculta. He says most of this was paid for with state grants to his personal, non-governmental organization, which is identified with the Peronists. And who pays his salary? Ocampo grins.
Yo trabajo en el Estado. Yo trabajo en Turismo de la Nación.
I work, Ocampo says. I work for the state, in the National Tourism Agency. Since I'm part of the union management, I have more free time. Later, Ocampo admits that he spends very little time at his government job and devotes himself mainly to Peronist outreach here in the neighborhood. Notwithstanding his own employment arrangement, Ocampo says the Argentine state has become too bloated.
Vos como diputado te llevas 30. Cuando vos te vas, se quedan.
If you're a congressman, you bring 30 employees, Ocampo says. When you leave, they stay, and the next guy brings 30 more. At this rate, the state will explode. For the first time in a long while, it seems as though everyone in Argentina admits that political patronage has become too expensive. During the 1990s administration of Peronist President Carlos Menem, the national deficit ballooned, even during good times, and that outflow of public money is now blamed for the country's insolvency. Even the Peronists have come to recognize this. President Duhalde now says cutting the size of government is a priority, even if it takes rewriting the Constitution to fire people. Martin Casti, NPR News, Buenos Aires.